Let me go back to when it was Oklahoma A&M. It's Oklahoma State University now. The basketball coach, Henry Iba, did you have any, was he there then?
Oh, absolutely. Mr. Iba was held in much reverence, just as he is today. And I remember seeing him many, many times on the campus. And Mr. Iba loved to fish. He had a number of rancher friends here in Osage County, and he would come up and fish, for instance, on Dude Labadee and Mike Friend's ranches in particular. And he really, really enjoyed coming up and getting out in the Osage and fishing the ponds and the creeks and so forth. He had a tremendous personality and lots and lots of friends, and he's fondly remembered. I think every place in Oklahoma, he touched a lot of lives. Being from Bartlesville, many of his players ended up. Or at least a number of his players end up playing basketball in the old AAU league for Phillips Petroleum Company. Bob Curlin being one of the most famous. Cab Rennig was another one. But a number of Oklahoma A&M players, Don Johnson, who was playing for Oklahoma A&M when I was there, was one of the great Aggie stars that played for the Phillips 66ers after their college career was over. And, of course, several of those 66er teams went to the Olympics. I think Curlin went to two different Olympics while he was with the 66ers. So Mr. Iba had a tremendous positive influence on our area.
Is he the reason that Phillips became so interested as a company in basketball? Even today, they sponsor.
Well, I think that was part of it. But back to KS Boots Adams, he was a sports enthusiast, and I think Boots and the guys that he worked with early on back in the 20s in Phillips forming a basketball team. I've seen many pictures of that very first Phillips basketball team, and Frank Phillips had a great interest in sports, and never missed a home basketball game. Mr. Phillips, I can remember so well him sitting on the front row in the old College High gymnasium watching the 66ers play basketball. He truly loved the sport, and you know, as an advertising tool, it did a lot for Phillips, and I think their sponsorship to this day of the Big 12 tournament, I think it's one of the best things they do.
So maybe the basketball then really originates with Frank Phillips and his interest, and Boots carried it on. Is that true?
Yeah, I think you know, the two kind of came up together, because even though Mr. Adams was young and not in a position to call the shots back when he was playing basketball, it was obvious that Mr. Phillips saw the impact that and the morale and so forth that and they would go to Tulsa and play the Diamond Oilers and so forth, and it just created a lot of goodwill, and Denver was one of Phillips' big marketing areas, and Denver was a basketball hotbed, and Denver always had a good AAU team. It might be the Denver Chevrolets won year and the Denver something else the next, but they always managed to have a competitive AAU entry. And basketball's been a big thing in Bartlesville for a long, long time.
Do you recall watching Henry Iba as he coached games and any particular memory of a game or anything that might have come to mind as you were watching as a fan?
I always wanted to sit across from the team so that I could watch Mr. Iba's antics because he was very animated. I used to really feel sorry for a player that screwed up and had to endure the wrath of Mr. Iba. As you know, he played a different style basketball. There was no shot clock, and ball control was his big thing. And woe be the poor guy that took an inadvertent shot because he was going to get jerked. You know, it didn't make any difference whether you were the star or what. You were coming out of there if you took a shot that you shouldn't have. So it was lots of fun watching Mr. Iba. I was there for the last game that Mr. Iba coached. And it was long after I had left school, but Scott Martin from Bartlesville was playing for OU at the time, and that last game was against OU, and OU was certainly favored, and Scott was a tremendous basketball player, like his father before him. Bill Martin, Scott's dad, came to work for Phillips playing basketball out of OU and ended up being the CEO of the company. But he was a great player also. But anyway, Scott was an outstanding basketball player, and OSU won the game. And I was very, very pleased that I was fortunate enough to be there for that last game and see him win. But yeah, that's some of my fondest memories of going to school at Oklahoma A&M, where it was the basketball. It was great.